All right, the NFL reportedly is going to make some major concessions on the substance abuse policy in regards to marijuana. Pro Football Talk and others had stories on this week from different sources. But a complete abandonment of marijuana restrictions is possible. But in the end, there might be a new law in the NFL that if you can smoke it at will, as long as you're in a weed legal state, which I can just understand will have NFL players just flocking that want to partake. They'll just be flocking to move to a state where they can do that anytime they wish. My rule on it is this, and we've discussed this on the show before, and we've discussed it locally. We've discussed it a lot in Atlanta. If my state decides to vote on legalizing marijuana and everybody has a vote and the vote goes in favor of it, then I'm in favor of it. I personally may not vote for it. I think that there's ramifications for the youth. That is an issue. And I love when people scoff at the idea that, well, it's a gateway drug. Yeah. And people roll their eyes. A lot of weed advocates will roll their eyes at that. That's fine. Roll your eyes at it all you want. It's factual. Study after study after study after study. So if you want to roll your eyes at it and just say, oh, it's alarmist or whatever, that's fine. But my belief is that if it doesn't affect my life negatively, I don't want to police what you're doing behind closed doors in your house. It doesn't interest me. But when I hear guys like Irvin from the Cowboys and others that make the, you know, commentaries about marijuana usage and otherwise, I just say, can we just have an honest conversation about it? Every time this comes up with the NFL, the number one thing that an NFL player talks about is pain management. It's the first thing. So what I did is I tried to find the first 10 stories that I could on a Google search of NFL players discussing why the marijuana policy has to be changed. Okay? So I pull up 10 stories. Let me just give you. Seattle newspaper, Dallas Morning News, Philadelphia Inquirer, New York Daily News, I just named four that I pull up. And I tried to get different sources. In every single story, every single one of them, the first thing that's talked about is, well, NFL players are using it for pain management. And I would suggest to you, okay, if you want to tell me that's the reason, okay, that's the first thing that comes out of your mouth about why you feel the NFL needs to change the policy. Okay, if that's the first thing out of your mouth, I want you to answer the next question for me. Did you start smoking marijuana when you were in the NFL? Or did you start smoking, which right now, so I pull up three studies yesterday because I was on a plane and I was a little bored with the mid-afternoon college basketball games. Three different studies. Anthony, I took three different studies. Again, simple search. Give me research studies. Let me look at them. Three different studies. When does the average person partake in marijuana, the first marijuana user? When did they first use marijuana? What is the average age?
16.
15.3. You were a brilliant guy. You came close. It averaged out 15.3. So, like, what is that? That's my daughter's 15. So 15 and a half. So that's a ninth grader. A ninth grader is when adults who say that they are active marijuana users. They claim the first time that they became open to using it and used it and tried it was when they were ninth graders. So if you're an adult and you're using, and that's the average, and this is studies, the three studies that I pulled up, first three that came up, studied more than 17,000 people amongst three studies that were surveyed. 17,000. And they're saying they started in like ninth grade, maybe 10th grade. I was a 10th grader at my daughter's age, so ninth or 10th grade. So when the NFL players start out with the pain management argument, I'm like, bull cruddy. I'm not buying it. Because that's not why people aren't starting. You know what? I'm in the NFL. I'm 22 years old. I'm 23 years old. What can I do? Oh, I'm gonna start using marijuana. Look, just be honest. Let's have an honest conversation about it. You started using marijuana, the majority started to get high. You didn't start for pain management. So just have an honest conversation about it.